Estate planning, like many things, is always best handled long before it's needed. However, even a well-thought-out estate plan should be reviewed periodically. If the family is aware the end is near, it's always a good idea to review certain aspects of the plan and the wishes of the person who's about to pass away. We'll do that today on this episode of New York's Asset Protection Roundtable.
This is New York's Asset Protection Roundtable with Ted Alatsis of Alatsis Law Firm. Our mission at Alatsis Law Firm is to assist you with the three pillars of protection: preserving your assets, providing you help, and protecting your future.
Well, glad to have you on the show today. I'm Ben George with Ted Alatsis. He is an attorney and counselor of law at the Alatsis Law Firm in Brooklyn, New York. Ted, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Ben. How are you?
I am doing well also. I know this is, you know, probably not the best topic to be covering, especially as we approach the holidays, but I know people often will find themselves in this position where, you know, unfortunately the reality is maybe the time is not on their side any longer. And, you know, now is the time to just review everything one last time to make sure everything's in place, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. And yeah, it's always important to take a look at stuff right before the inevitable, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll do that today on this episode of the podcast. We're glad you're here. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. And if you want to learn more about how Ted and his team help their clients with their estate planning and all their different needs, you can always log on to alatsislawfirm.com. You'll find all the different areas of practice. You'll find different documents, DIY documents they actually help you with, a lot of free info, including this podcast, videos as well. So a lot of great tools, but most importantly, you can always schedule a consultation right there through the website, alatsislawfirm.com. So today we're talking through some things, I guess a list of items really to kind of talk through and review as the end is approaching. And let's start off, Ted, with the decision makers, right? I mean, you know, you hopefully have a power of attorney in play, executor, trustee, all these people in place, but are they the right people for the job? You do have one last opportunity here to kind of change things if needed, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it's important to take a look at, you know, what your documents actually say and who you've selected and, you know, what instructions you've left them in the past, so that this way your wishes continue to be maintained and followed when you're gone. So yeah, the people who you've selected in that spot, you know, it's a good, you know, this is a good time to kind of look at that one more time, kind of get a sense of, you know, whether you need to make some changes there or whether you want to, you know, provide, you know, further instructions or more detailed instructions so that they can act accordingly.
Is the more common move there to maybe update and provide additional information and kind of guidance, or do people actually make adjustments and make changes to these decision makers?
I think it depends a lot on how long before they're coming to this point that they took care of their original plan, right? So, you know, if someone's prepared their plan 20 some odd years ago, maybe their instructions were great 20 years ago, but things have changed with regards to their finances or, you know, where their assets are, or maybe even with regards to their wishes. So, you know, depending on how close in proximity in time from the time that the original plans were set up and the time we're having this conversation, I think that has a bigger impact on it than anything else. And then, you know, relationships, right? Relationships change. You know, people get older. People, even the people you select to take care of things get older, and maybe things have changed in their life, and maybe, you know, it's time to reconsider that. So it really depends a lot on the timing of it, than okay. More than anything else.
Okay, that makes sense. You mentioned wishes. Let's tackle that one next. Your inheritance wishes. You know, I guess you start off with, you know, have things changed? Do you still have the same intentions that you had before?
Right. Absolutely. And whether the, you know, the people that you had named as beneficiaries, you know, a long time ago, whether, you know, they're still the people you want to receive your things now and in the same percentages, right? Because, you know, relationships change, people change and families grow and they grow and they shrink. It depends on what's gone on in the family. So, you know, looking at those distributions again, is pretty common. And, you know, a lot of times a reevaluation is made.
Yeah, I know that your assets might have changed too, along with the family, right? You might have much more than you originally had when you built the plan out. So again, inheritance wishes is another area.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, you could have been, you know, in your 30s when you did your plan, you know, and it was, you know, pretty simple and you didn't have much. But now, you know, you've got, you know, complicated assets, or you've got many assets, and you've got, you know, more children, or, you know, or you've got other family members you want to take care of, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely something that people look at again, you know, towards the end.
And along those same lines of assets, you know, you could be at new accounts, but I think also beneficiary is a great time to look through these designations, right? I mean, this hopefully is something you've kind of consistently reviewed, because it is so important to make sure they're updated. But I know that people often overlook that.
Right. I mean, certainly, you know, our fallback position is, you know, you should be part of our maintenance plan so that we have these conversations on an annual basis. But, you know, if you're not part of the maintenance plan, or you haven't been maintaining it on a regular basis, and you come to a conclusion that you now have, you know, assets that have beneficiaries on them that your trust really has a different plan for, then you need to adjust that. You need to get rid of that beneficiary, or you need to change the beneficiaries so that you integrate your trust with your assets. So you want to make sure that it's consistent. You want to make sure that it fits the ultimate goals that you're looking to achieve. Having a will that says everything goes to, you know, my son, but then having nothing but bank accounts, and, you know, the bank accounts only have, you know, the daughter as the beneficiary. Well, guess what? If your intention is to leave everything to your son, your son's not getting anything. So, you know, making sure that, you know, what you've got on paper matches what you've actually done with your assets is a very important part of planning.
Talking about some things to address as the end is approaching, and you kind of know that maybe time is running out, and one last look through your estate plan. Again, if you have questions on anything we talk about here, you can always call Ted at 718-233-2903. Medical care wishes, an important one probably at this point as well. Ted, I know, you know, there's a lot of kind of checklist items here that you go through, but what is most important when you're talking about medical care?
Yeah, so this is probably the one where people really consider, you know, more immediate and more immediately, and that is, you know, who is going to be the one making medical decisions for me in that situation where I can't do it? What type of instructions do I want to leave for that person in the event that they're, you know, lacking in guidance? You know, that sort of thing. So, you know, do I want to, you know, continue on artificial life support, or am I more interested in just having comfort care, or, you know, providing that I get to stay in my home as long as I possibly can until my ultimate demise? Or, you know, am I donating organs? You know, and am I opting for a do not resuscitate order? So all of these things are, you know, more present of mind, for, you know, people who are going through this and are getting, you know, close to the end, then maybe some of even maybe even the financial issues, because I think it's a little bit more personal, it's a little bit more immediate in their mind, and so, you know, they are addressing it. And so, yeah, these are the types of things that that people do look at frequently, you know, towards the end.
Then you have the final disposition of the body. Is this something that you kind of work through as part of your estate planning process, Ted, or is this something that's more decided on, maybe finalized, I guess? I know everybody kind of has something in mind, a plan in mind, but is this something that's more finalized as you get closer?
So I think as you get closer, it becomes more prevalent in the conversation. You know, a lot of people really don't have any particular specificity in mind. When it comes to their burial instructions, they may have a cemetery plot, and they may want that information to be provided to their executors. But, you know, generally speaking, a lot of people don't pre-plan. And so because they haven't pre-planned their funeral or their dispositions or their cremation or whatever other disposition of their remains, because they haven't really pre-planned it, they generally don't think about it a whole lot. We are seeing it more and more frequently these days, where people are coming in with specific wishes in mind, and we often tell people if they can do it, pre-plan as much as you can. Not only because it's, you know, better for your executors and your fiduciaries to take care of it, and easier for them to take care of it, but also because there's a cost savings generally involved. You know, so pre-planning can also, you know, save money to the estate and save money to your family and heartache at the last minute. So a lot of people have been coming in more frequently these days with plans in mind, or at least the intentions of having plans in mind, and we try to implement that through their estate plan if we can.
And I guess too, it's not as simple as, hey, do you want to be buried or cremated, right? I mean, it's the services, the funeral arrangements, it's the cemetery plot. There's a lot that goes into that decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want a wake, or do you want repast lunch or something like that? Lots of different things go into that conversation, and so a lot of planning can go into that too, right? So, depending on how specific you want that to be detailed, we certainly can do that.
I got a couple more here as we talk about some final estate planning items you need to check off, some certain aspects of the plan, and just making sure the wishes of the person that may be close to passing away, that make sure all their wishes are met. You know, one thing that is worth checking in on and might not be something that comes to mind right away, probably, and oftentimes I would imagine that it's not, is just checking to see if there have been any law changes or any updates since maybe the last time you sat down and went through your estate plan.
Yeah, absolutely. But frankly, this is another one of those areas where, being part of a maintenance plan is really beneficial, because we would cover those law changes while you're part of that maintenance program. But if you're not part of a maintenance program, it's always a good idea to sit and have a conversation with your estate planning attorney, towards the end, even when you think it's, towards the end, just to make sure that, everything that you've done with regards to your estate plan is still going to be able to be followed through. If there were changes in the law, specifically, probably the biggest would be any tax changes or changes to the estate tax. And if you're at that threshold, God bless, having conversations about that. It's always a good idea to make sure that from a legal standpoint, everything that you want to happen will happen, the way you want it to happen.
All right, last thing here on our list to discuss, just sharing information, right? Communication. We talk about how important that is throughout this process, but what are some of the final things you want to just try to pass along to make sure everybody's clear on, just so there's no surprises?
Well, I mean, for starters, it starts with your fiduciary, right? Whoever your executor is going to be, or your trustee, they probably should know that they're going to be that role, and what your wishes are with regards to what happens to your estate. So, kind of keeping them in the loop. I mean, you may not want to necessarily tell them every single detail, but that's entirely a personal matter up to you. But I think the more communication you have, the easier it'll be for your beneficiaries and for your executor and trustees and other fiduciaries to be able to follow through with what it is that you're looking to do with your estate. So, communication with your fiduciaries, communication with family members so they know what your wishes are and what your intentions are, communication with, where your paperwork is, right? Making sure that people know where to find that insurance policy, or where to find, the bank statements, or the tax returns, or, the bank account information, who your financial planner is, if you have one, or, who you're working with at your bank or your financial institution, so that, there's a clearinghouse of where things are, and they can, your fiduciary can reach out to that person to verify information, and get whatever information they may need, for processing the estate. So, lots of different things, should go in there. And then, with regards to your medical directives, where those are, who your physicians are, who to reach out to for medical advice, should that be part of any directive you have, that type of information should be communicated relatively freely and, frequently, at least, towards the end.
All right. Well, hopefully this gives you a little sense of some things that need to be given some attention to when the time comes. And if you haven't already, or have any questions, or just want to follow up anything we discussed, want some more clarification, or just want to get into a little more detail with Ted, you could always get in touch. Go to latsislawfirm.com. You can schedule a consultation there, or give them a call at 718-233-2903. And I know, Ted, you mentioned a couple of times your maintenance program, which is so important and obviously can be a big benefit based on our conversation today. Can you just tell us a little bit more about how that works, and if somebody wants to sign up or get involved with you at the estate planning process, kind of how that all works?
Yeah. So, one of the things we offer to our estate planning clients is the ability to be part of our maintenance program. And for a modest fee on an annual basis, they would have the opportunity to come in. We would sit down with them, go over what's going on with their life, their finances, kind of get a sense of where things are in terms of funding of their plans, make sure that everything is has been transferred in, supposed to be transferred in. But we also, at that point, kind of give them a sense of what's changed in the law, if there's anything that impacts their plan, and talk about other circumstances that may require some revisions to the plan. And those revisions are generally included as part of the maintenance, so that the plan is not only, you know, a one and done scenario, but is something that continues to grow with you, so that it continues to reflect the wishes that you want as your life progresses. And it also gives us the opportunity and gives your, you know, fiduciaries the opportunity to reach out to us and have questions and concerns answered about the plan and the implementation of the plan once you're gone. So, you know, the maintenance program is a good way to kind of ensure that everything that we just talked about would be followed through and make sure that, you know, your plan continues to fit, you know, your life.
All right, very good. If you have questions again or want to start that process, elastislawfirm.com or give them a call at 718-233-2903. All right, Ted, thanks as always for your time today. We'll do it again soon.
Great, Ben. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to New York's Asset Protection Roundtable, a three pillars of protection program. For Ted Elatsis at the Elatsis Law Firm, I am Ben George. Take care.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.